And your dad was a constable at Watson.
Yes,
were there any other people in the village who was in the war who were sort of constables or went to Watson as special constables?
Not really. No, they weren't a special. He was a real policeman. They called him War Reserve.
Right.
It was Fred Clark from Granborough. He was another one.
I see.
And,
I suppose the village policeman at the time was Mr. Lawrence, wasn't
yes,
it? And
yeah.
He lived down
that's it,
near
right,
the village hall.
Yes, that's right.
And
that was the official police house, I think, then, because that used to say police house.
And were there people in the village in the war who were ARP wardens or anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can only remember, I think, Mr. Alf Cheshire, you've got pictures
yeah,
of
yeah.
there.
He ran the post office.
He ran the post office, and I think he was the official
right.
ARP man.
And was there a Home Guard?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What was there?
Oh, yes. There was a... Mr. Gould at the bottom pub, then in the
Sportsman. Yeah.
He was a sergeant in charge.
Right.
Whether he'd got previous army knowledge, I don't know. And it was a very...
Can you remember how many would have been in the Home Guard? Was my dad in the Home Guard?
I would think so.
Because he couldn't go into the army because of his bad knee he
yes.
got from football
yeah.
when he used to play
yeah.
the counter.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was... Joan's dad was in the Home Guard.
Yeah.
You see, he was on the Bucks War Rag, you see, and he had his threshing box and tractor and that. He was doing a lot of threshing and things like that for the farmers. And that was all the Bucks War Agricultural
yeah.
Committee.
Yeah.
And they'd got a place up Burley's Road in Winslow, their headquarters, right?
Right, yeah.
And there was all the farm labourers, you know, that didn't go, I suppose, Harwood and Chib and all those, you see.
Because they worked on the farms.
Yes, most of them.
So they didn't have to go to
war.
No. And did they wear the Home Guard uniform?
Oh, yes, they all wore kitted out with a uniform. I don't remember a lot about them because, you know, I know they used to be on parade down the centre of the village and that.
Yeah.
And I suppose they went training, so.